Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 7th, and today we have a staff birthday. Today is Amy Hirsch's birthday, our Associate Minister for Membership and Pastoral Care. Amy, we're so grateful for you and we thank the Lord for your life and ministry. In the gospel today, Jesus blesses the little children and he talks with a rich young ruler. Then in the Psalms today, we'll read Psalm 137. This is a psalm of grief that recalls the lonely and desolate lives of the Israelites who were captured and taken off into Babylon. As we open God's Word, may we pray together that the Lord in His Word would reveal to us His character, His Word, and His worth. Luke 18, beginning in verse 15, "Let the children come to me." Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And a ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother." And he said, "All these I have kept from my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "One thing you still lack. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. Jesus, seeing that he had become sad, said, "How difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But he said, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." And Peter said, "See, we have left our homes and followed you." And he said to them, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come eternal life." In this passage, I'm reminded that we should care for the children and bless the children, and we just pray that all children who enter Mount Brook Baptist doors would feel Christ's love. And also, I'm reminded that salvation, apart from God's work in Jesus our Lord, is impossible. Salvation is a miracle. Look at verse 27 again, or verse 25. "It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And I want to say, yes, of his own power, 26. And those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" They're confused too, that helps me. And 27, "But Jesus said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God." And this is what David Jeremiah says about it. "In the flesh, for anyone to live forever with God is impossible. No one on his or her own is good enough, righteous enough, or holy enough to win a place in heaven. Only God can bring about the miracle of salvation." Turn with me now to Psalm 137. How shall we sing the Lord's song? "By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our lyres. For there our captors required of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem, how they said, lay it bare, down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to be destroyed, blessed shall he be who repays you with what you have done to us. Blessed shall he be who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rock. The truth of the matter is, this is a difficult psalm to interpret, especially the last verse. But I think Doug Webster helps us a little bit to understand the mindset of those who were speaking in the psalm. He says, the moral outrage triggered by brutalities and atrocities must be brought to the Lord in prayer and left to his righteous judgment. We are challenged to look evil in the eye and call down judgment. In prayer, we hate what God hates. We refuse to call good evil and evil good. Prayer is combat. Prayer brings us before God. And there before God, we find ourselves grappling with the world rulers of the present darkness against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. It just reminded me that, you know, when people experience such trauma, like the captives from Israel who were carted off into Babylon, and they saw their captors do such horrible things to them, and those today who have experienced trauma that is equal to that, we just have no idea what they're going through. And so this is a psalm that is raw and speaks to a heart that is wounded and in need of the righteous right hand of the Lord to come and rescue his people. Will you pray with me? Father, we have the sweetest of stories in Luke's gospel, where Jesus says, let the little children come to me. And we have a difficult psalm that articulates such deep pain in Psalm 137. And that is the gamut of life emotions. And we, Lord, want to hold those up to you. Wherever my brothers and sisters are today, whether they are in joy or sorrow, in pain or in victory, and we pray for the greater Christian church and people all around the world who are experiencing slavery or forms of persecution or other inhumane acts, Lord. We ask that you would bring your kingdom and you would remember them even today, and that we as a Christian church would fight evil in this world through the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to be conduits of healing and grace and restoration. We thank you, Lord, for your word, and thank you for helping us wrestle with it. We love you, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.